I can't believe it, Al. The Sixers have won two in a row. They're going to win our poll.
Two in a row.
Are you happy the Sixers won a game? 55% now are happy. Can I go to Glenn? Because Glenn's smarter than these people. Glenn, are you happy they won?
No.
So smart I forgot to turn my mic. No, I am not happy that they won. If you're going to do something, do it to the extreme.
So I'm thinking somebody got on, you know, they hacked us or something. Because it was 78% were not happy. All of a sudden, 55% are happy. We got hacked.
Who's the biggest Sixer fan in this building?
Spike Eskin, our boss.
Who has the ability to rig the poll?
Spike. Yeah, I know we don't. Yeah, I would say him. All right, I got a guy here. This is a great story. This is our tailgate throwdown. And we're in the, this is Al, this is the penultimate candidate.
What does that mean?
Tell him, Glenn.
Second from Leanne.
Yeah,
oh,
second to last.
Oh. That's interesting. I never knew that.
Good. Glad you came in today.
I went to school with him.
Trying to get something out of your morning,
next
if you could.
Next to last exit on the highway.
Yeah, it's the penultimate exit. Exactly. All right. So this guy's name is Ed. Tell me about this guy.
This is Ed Hargan from Collegeville. He's got, and by the way, Chef Guillermo Veloso of Please Touch Museum. Chef Ed Hargan has a recipe here for buffalo chicken wing chili.
Ooh, great.
Which is terrific. And the only one thing I want to tell you is he stole it from a friend.
Right now, Ed, you stole this
That's
recipe.
Really good.
Because all the other contestants have made up their own, and you stole yours.
I did.
All right, I got to ask the chef. Chef, have you ever cribbed a recipe from someone else?
Nah.
Never? Well, you haven't gone to a restaurant, it was like amazing, and then you broke it down and tried to recreate it?
We do it all the time.
It's very common.
You go on the internet, if you go and you like a restaurant, something, you go on the internet now, and
they'll tell
you how it's
it.
Made. It's amazing.
They do tell you. They break it down for you.
Yeah, it's incredible.
All right, well, here's what I know about the chef. He was telling me that he is very proud of his salmon.
Ooh.
Which I can't. What do you put on the salmon, chef?
It's not necessarily what we put on. It's how I cook it.
How do you cook it?
I like to sear it so the outside gets nice and crusty. It's a fatty fish.
Yeah.
So I like to treat it like something fatty, like pork chop. You want to get a nice crust on it.
Right.
And I think it really brings out the meaty flavor. It's not.
And that would seal in a lot of your flavors as well.
Absolutely.
Fatty fish. Mm-hmm. How can they be fatty? They swim upstream. You would think they have to need a lot of muscle.
That salmon's like the fattiest, right?
Yeah, make any
I prefer
sense
that
to
word
me.
Better than oily.
You know? All right. Yeah, fatty is more. Oily is nasty.
So right, I also have, Angie, Bloody Mary, a platinum vodka Bloody Mary, because we're having the tailgate thrown in contest for that also.
Yep.
People can still submit their recipes to cbsphilly.com/tailgate. And this is from Charlie Colby of Oakland, New Jersey. It's called the Bloody Mary You Can Eat because it's got platinum vodka, Kelchner's horseradish, Worcestershire sauce, Tabasco, salsa, clam juice, and a celery stalk.
Oh, wow.
Here's to you.
That's potent. And Glenn is drinking alcohol on the air right now, ladies and gentlemen. An FCC violation.
It is not.
Right, it is not?
No. We did a whole beer contest when I was in the afternoon, and you are drinking.
Drink up. I am drinking Conshohocken Brewing Company, Al. This is the oatmeal flavor.
Oatmeal stout.
Oatmeal stout. Right. It's not the oatmeal unstout. This is the stout.
Which goes very well with the chili.
It sure does.
How's your stout?
Right. Now, here's what I need to know. The woman that, if you win this contest with that woman's recipe, what does she get?
Kim, I will split the prizes with you.
Well, here's the prizes.
Wow.
You better think about this before you commit
to that. Oh, I know the prizes. They're great.
The winner is going to get a Vermont Castings 5-burner gas grill from Dreyfus Fireplaces.
Nice.
And a Big Green Egg smoker from Queen Appliances. I have one of those. Those are amazing.
Yeah.
You can cook anything from a... You're right there?
Oh, spicy. That's a spicy meatball. Good, though. I mean, really good flavor. Wow.
What else you got?
All right, so...
Those are the prizes.
Those are the prizes. All right.
And everybody's coming to the Tailgate Throwdown Saturday the 13th from 1 to 3 at the Independent Seaport Museum.
Next Saturday.
Right, where they're going to all compete with the help of the chef. We paired a match up with a chef.
Love it.
And the entire general public gets to come to the Seaport Museum from 1 to 3. You can, we would like you to, if you want, RSVP for the event at cbsphilly.com/tailgate.
And, chef, you will tweak this. You will change this in some way.
Yeah, a little bit, a little bit.
What would you, just, I'm curious, because I have had several bites of this. It's really good.
Oh, it's really
delicious. Too spicy?
I don't know. For me, it's It's pretty good. It's but I know a lot of guys think it might be too spicy, but I kind of like the spice level.
Okay.
I think I was talking ahead about possibly using turkey, something a little meatier. One step down from beef. I think beef would change the flavor too much.
Okay.
But so is that when you make chili, is it like chowder? You just keep like throwing shoes and stuff in and whatever tastes good.
Oh, hold on. What is in there?
Oh, you got it's Ed's recipe.
All right. So you have the ground chili or the ground chicken.
Oh, it's chicken.
Chicken?
That's chicken?
It's celery buffalo and chicken wing chili.
Celery and onion fried in olive oil with some garlic.
And there's some beans when you mix in it
all
too,
together,
huh?
When you mix it all together, you put it in with diced tomatoes and then peppers, whatever pepper you want.
It is very tasty. Very nice job. You're from Collegeville, right?
Yes, I am.
You brought in that tomato pie, too?
That's from Steve.
Highly delightful.
Yes.
Highly delightful.
Thank you, Steve.
You know your stuff. Steve, good work back there. Glenn, this sounds great. So already we're in the second. We're almost at the end here.
Correct. We have one more week. Last recipe next week. Yep. We can still take recipes for the Platinum Vodka product.com/tailgate.
Okay.
The finals, again, will be next Saturday at the Seaport Museum from 1 to 3. Everybody's invited to come and eat everything and vote for the winner. It is all brought to you by Cherry Hill Jaguar, Goldenberg's Peanut Chews, Brulee Catering, Tasty Cake, Temple School of Tourism and Hospitality, and the Conchalkin Brewing Company.
I got to say, that's oatmeal fine beer. Stout you got there. That's oatmeal stout it tastes like to me, Glenn.
You never had an oatmeal stout?
Chef, I want to thank you for being a part of this, and Ed, good luck with this, right?
Now,
you better make good with Kim, or we're going to find you, and we're going to spice you, all right? We'll put some
that's
spice
good chili.
That is really good chili. Really good job with that one, Eddie.
Good.
You know what else? It's not about stealing. It's just making sure you steal the right one.
Well, if you steal it, let's chili. Let's face it. You throw a little bit of salt in it. It's your own recipe. You didn't really rip it off.
Right.
You add something to it. You can't really cheat anymore. You just add the. You got to get around it.
And I avoided the beans, and you'll thank me
like
for
that. If what do you call it in writing when you steal? When you find
plagiarize.
Just put the comma somewhere else and put a period and then a semicolon, and you're good.
Al Morgani kids.
I've seen your work, Al, and I'm sure you have.